Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air. Welcome to WPR Rebuttal, covering the sides of the story missed by Wisconsin Public Radio, bringing you narratives the UW System Board of Regents won't allow, shedding light and perspectives the owners of WPR don't want you to hear. I'm your host, Senator JPO, and you might notice that today's episode is shoehorned in between the 4:30 and 5 time slot because, really, I've been dealing with an unexpected disappointment, and this is the theme of the show today is that, okay, why are some hiring managers so thick-headed? And as my own example, I can refer to a dairy plant where I work, and I found out by just asking supervisors where they received my employment applications that no, the hiring manager who has really no knowledge of how things actually work in the packaging department at this dairy plant, she has no idea. She never is in the packaging area to witness the skills needed or see how well I perform or whatnot. And the supervisors are all supportive of me, but that one hiring manager who, again, has no clue, no inkling as to how the workflow is in the packaging department. She's never watched anyone work in the packaging department like the supervisors have, but she was trying to say, and not to me, because, you know, hiring managers typically don't have the courage to tell people up front, but she was telling my agency that, in her words, the supervisors didn't want me, so she wasn't going to call me in for an interview. But I asked the supervisors, did I receive my application? And no, that's because this woman's name, I'm able to say her name, because really she's given enough grief where I can, I guess, name and shame. Susan Felton, okay, that's her name. And so Sue was saying that supervisors didn't want me, but my rebuttal is, how does she know whether or not any supervisor wants me if she doesn't even send them my application to take action on? So that wasn't fair at all. And Sue should have at least given the courtesy to allow my application to be seen and read by the supervisors of each shift for which there is a packaging vacancy. Well, you know what Felton does? Yeah, Susan Felton. Instead, she goes and hires like 7 people who used to work at a foundry. Now, they have no prior dairy experience. And I have 3 years of dairy experience at that very plant. And Sue might try to dismiss it by saying, well, I was on a separate operation on the fresh line, but I've helped out with packaging plenty of times. I've done relief packing, and I've done palletizing, and I've shrink-wrapped the pallet as well. And I'm familiar with the equipment. I know the video jet. I know the labeler. And all those other things. I even know how to unjam the taper on the main line, too. So there's a lot of skills I bring to the table. But, no, I mean, that's Sue Felton for you. You can dedicate 3 years of your life to the organization, but Sue Felton's in there. Oh, you can forget about it because that's just the way she is. You know, really contemptible. And I would hope that she doesn't deal with other people that way because that just gives a poor impression of Susan Felton being a contemptible individual who, in the very least, treats others with contempt by refusing to recognize the relevant experience in the dairy industry. I mean, logically speaking, the best qualified person, okay, unless you're using the illogic of Susan Felton, but under traditional human resource logic, the person who has the most direct experience, such as me doing as an assistant gig there for like 3 years, would have the most relevant experience and be most qualified, best qualified for packaging, especially better qualified than these people who work at a foundry where it's very filthy. Well, I've worked in a dairy plant where you have to keep it very clean. Foundry is very dirty, very filthy. Dairy plant is clean. You have different, more stringent and stricter hygiene standards to follow, and you have to keep everything clean and sanitized And it's just, and I already can keep pace with the pack line too. Like, I don't need anyone folding boxes for me, and every new person they've hired has struggled to keep pace with the boxing. But I already know that. I already keep pace. It's already my muscle memory. I already have the stamina and durability. But Zink Susan Felton appreciates that? No. She's never looking in there to see how people are doing. She never goes into the packaging department. So why does Susan Felton have any say over the packaging department? It should just be the supervisor. So who's going to rein in the abuse of power by these hiring managers, right? Well, the change starts at the top. So this whole process reengineering thing, at the dairy plant, they call it Harmoni, H-A-R-M-O-N-I. Now, I'm not going to name the dairy plant because I don't want them suing me, but I don't mind naming Susan Felton because, really, she's not going to sue me. At worst, she'll be like, hey, Joe, can I talk with you for a moment? And then that'll be my opening to talk to her about why did she recognize my relevant experience? Why didn't she forward my application onto the supervisors that the supervisors could decide instead of her making a big assumption? That was a big assumption she made, and it was an incorrect one too, because when I talk to the supervisors, even on third shift, where they don't know me too well personally, they are familiar with the fact that I have stepped up to the plate as a relief packer, and they know that I have years of experience at the dairy plant, and they don't hold anything against me. So for Susan Felton to say the supervisors don't want me, she's just making it up. Yeah, and if she wants to say I'm calling her a liar, then I am. I am, because this issue deserves a fair hearing. It deserves to be discussed out in the open, because by golly, she's been very duplicitous. I'll put it that way, okay? Duplicitous, and the way you fight duplicity is by bringing everything out in the open, bring all the facts, and then you can discuss them in front of everyone. So, now that's my episode for today. I encourage everyone who has encountered abuse of power by hiring managers to go and share their own story. Step up for yourself, stand up for yourself, rather, and just make sure that you go and say, hey, why aren't you recognizing this relevant experience? Why aren't you recognizing the time I put in? Why don't you allow my application to be seen by the frontline people? Because the frontline people are the ones who should have the most say, not someone who's always in an office and they don't have a bloody clue as to what is actually going on in packaging. And that's the truth of it. If anyone's feelings are hurt, well, I can't say I'm sorry, because really, it's if you feel guilt over this, you should. You should, because you're being unfair. And, yeah, my goal is just to get a fair hearing about this. And, yeah, because you can imagine, give 3 years of your life to an organization, okay, and instead it brings in other people without any experience. So, I mean, Sue Felton, okay, let's just say, imagine if she had done 3 years of human resource experience. But then, the place where she wants to work, okay, nullifies the 3 years of HR experience. It's like she never, ever worked at all, okay? You nullify the 3 years of human resource experience. Okay, so Sue Felton, I'll think about that, how unfair it is to just negate and nullify the 3 years of experience that you accrued over there. So what was the point of 3 years, huh? What was the point? Kind of the same line of thought with my 8 years of higher education. Like, what's the point of that, too, if people aren't hiring me for knowledge work, huh? So Sue Felton can make it up to me by hiring me for the next packaging vacancy that occurs, or she can make it up to me by helping me get a corporate job. She can be my reference for a corporate job in the dairy plants company, parent company, okay? And that's how she can make it up to me. But if she doesn't, then I'm just going to keep on making podcasts like this to get the truth out there. Because I tell you, you know, we don't live in a social vacuum. There are people out there who will hear this, and they will understand what's going on, and they will go and ask, Sue, what's with you? Why did you do this unfair thing? And that's just the fact of it. That's why I'm doing this outreach here. That's why I'm bringing out a podcast. Why I'm writing about it online. So you can't stop the truth. That's all I'm saying. All right, until next week, Senator JPO signing off for WPR Rebuttal.